West Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris square off tonight in the ABC News presidential debate. The stakes are high for both candidates as polls in battleground states show a dead heat. Topics include the economy, reproductive rights, and wars overseas. But Americans are also looking at which candidate will be best to lead the country. ABC's Jonathan Carl is in Philadelphia.
They're going to be in the Constitution Center. They're going to be right across the way from where the Constitution was actually ratified. Donald Trump is somebody who has been indicted for trying to undermine that Constitution, and in fact has also suggested in the past that he would suspend the Constitution.
Two planes collided on a taxiway at Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport this morning. A regional plane's tail reportedly clipped. No injuries reported. New data shows the inflation-adjusted median income for American households rebounded last year to its pre-pandemic level. The Census Bureau's annual report also showed women's median earnings compared to men's widened for the first time in two decades. This is ABC. A new study by the Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences at the University of Washington reveals the toll the pandemic took on teens.
The study found COVID-era lockdowns ended up aging teenagers' brains faster than the usual rate, more than 4 years faster than usual in girls, compared to just over a year faster in boys. They found lockdowns contributed to an increase of anxiety, depression, and behavioral disorders, causing their brains to mature faster. The same type of accelerated brain aging has been documented in teens who've suffered severe trauma, stress, and neglect.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Doctors say it's important to respond to any signs of anxiety or depression by getting teens mental health support. Lawmakers in Australia say they want to propose a minimum age for children to access social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram. The prime minister says the move is to reduce online risks. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild with a 30% chance of spotty shower, especially late, a high of 81 with south winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few stray showers possible until after midnight, then partly cloudy with a low of 57. And tomorrow, lots of sunshine and rather warm with a high of 85. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northwest winds at 8 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 45, it's 76 degrees.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Savers Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It is 7 minutes past 12 o'clock and 76 degrees in Richland Center. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Yesterday morning around 8:10, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office was notified that a body was located washed up on a sandbar in the Wisconsin River, approximately 2 miles downriver from where a swimmer from Richland Center was reported missing September 1st. With assistance from the Spring Green Police Department and the Spring Green Fire Department, the body of a male was recovered from the river by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office is working to positively identify the man and make notifications to family. His name will be released at a later time. Today, we take a final look at the feasibility study done by Venture Architects of the Richland campus. Kyle Knoth of Venture Architects shared that perhaps the building in the best condition on the campus is the gymnasium building. The building also serves as the central utility plant.
It has a lot of the same issues. Again, it's kind of a common theme throughout here. A lot of the same issues as the other buildings, just because it's the same day, it's being maintained the same way. I would say the pieces that are different with this, it has this massive athletic floor, and the floor is in just extremely good condition. That's a very difficult thing to keep maintained as that way. And we checked out all of the lockers and that. Those are all in really good condition. Where there was some issue were the doors between the north side of the building, between the gym and the Simon Center. And again, those doors are in really, really bad condition. And our understanding in looking at how the flooring was inside those doors and the steps on the way down is that there must have been some kind of, well, a couple of things. Again, heavy salt use, which that is something that has to happen for safety. We recognize that. But then that's melting a lot of water. We get a warm day in winter or in spring. That water then comes in up to the door. The weather stripping hasn't been addressed. Water's coming in under the door. It's going onto the floor, down the steps. Did not get to the athletic floor, thankfully, but was addressed in a later way. That was not a single incident that happened. that had been happening a number of times. And I think as that weather stripping on the door goes away, the threshold goes away, it just becomes exposed to any kind of water that comes through there.
Venture Architects found that the building would function well for athletic and training purposes. The renewal cost of the gymnasium building and central utility plant is $1.89 million, with a replacement cost of $9.7 million. Venture Architects also did a feasibility study on the Richland County Courthouse and Health and Human Services building. The $34 million from a Federal Aviation Administration program will provide grants for the planning and development of public-use airports and improvements related to enhancing airport safety, capacity, security, and environmental concerns. Projects receiving funding include nearly $3 million to expand the terminal building at the Appleton International Airport and almost $6 million to rehab paved taxiways at Dane County Regional Airport. Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde visited the Menards headquarters in Eau Claire Monday. Hovde spoke with employees at the facility about the rising cost of goods, lack of affordable housing, and struggles with health care access. Hovde said he believes the healthcare industry needs more competition, price transparency, and coverage for pre-existing conditions. He also took questions from employees on topics ranging from government spending to the southern border. Hovde is running against incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin. Donald Trump appears to be managing expectations about tonight's debate with Kamala Harris. Melissa Kay reports.
At a rally in Mosinee on Saturday, Trump told 7,000 supporters he won't be treated fairly. He offered a potential preview of attack lines and accused Harris of covering up concerns about President Biden's health. Tonight might be the only debate between the two.
After Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate tonight, the campaign resumes at full speed. Here's Lisa Hale.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz will be in Wausau on Friday and Superior on Saturday. Walz and Vice President Harris plan to hit every media market in every battleground state in just 4 days. While Walz stumps in Wisconsin and Michigan, Harris plans to be in North Carolina and Pennsylvania.
People still making up their minds about their choice for president have plenty of opportunities to size up the candidates. UW-Green Bay political scientist David Helpap encourages voters to do their homework.
And particularly in swing states where we are seeing so many visits by different people, politicians, groups, even celebrities in some cases, if time allows it, do some of your own research to check the facts, to go to news sources, reputable news sources. There are some nonprofit organizations out there that try to provide good nonpartisan, unbiased information.
Debate coverage begins on many civic media stations and online tonight at 7:30. Liberal justices who control the Wisconsin Supreme Court voiced concerns today about the motives of a conservative activist who is seeking guardianship records in an effort to find ineligible voters. The lawsuit is the latest attempt by those who questioned the outcome of the 2020 presidential race to cast doubt on the integrity of elections in the presidential swing state. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky said during oral arguments that she was concerned that those who brought the lawsuit were trying, quote, to introduce the fear that there is some sort of illegitimacy going on in the election in the state of Wisconsin. The liberal-controlled court will issue a ruling in the coming months. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in a case brought by Republicans who want to stop the use of mobile voting sites in the battleground state. Republicans argue state law prohibits mobile voting sites. Racine officials used a van once in a 2022 primary for people to cast early absentee ballots. Racine, the Democratic National Committee, and others say nothing in state law prohibited using the van. The court will hear arguments today. Whatever it decides won't affect the November election, as a ruling isn't expected until later and no towns or cities asked to use alternative voting locations for this election before the deadline to do so passed. The ruling could affect future elections, though. making mental health treatment more accessible and affordable. At a roundtable discussion in Milwaukee Monday, members of the Biden administration introduced finalized federal rules requiring private health insurers to cover mental health and substance abuse services similarly to physical health services. National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin Executive Director Mary Kay Battaglia tells Fox 6 Milwaukee this would improve access.
Every day we hear from somebody that either can't find the care they need, that their insurance doesn't cover it.
The new rules won't go into effect right away, and insurers could sue to stop them. Critics say they'll lead to higher insurance premiums. The Social Security Administration announced progress this year to reduce customer burden by transitioning wet or physical signature requirements to digital signatures for over 30 forms, as well as removing the signature requirements altogether for 13 forms. These actions simplify application processes for people, including removing a potential reason for claims to be sent back or denied. As a result of this work, SSA will now allow an electronic signature rather than a wet signature for more than 30 forms, which make up 90% of the most commonly used forms by SSA customers in local field offices. Collectively, these forms represent about 14 million signed forms submitted annually. SSA has also removed the signature requirement entirely for 13 of its most commonly used forms, totaling about 1 million submissions in volume annually. This includes removing the signature requirement for the medical source opinion of patients' capability to manage benefits, the letter to employer requesting wage information, and request for reconsideration, disability, cessation, right to appear. Customers may also upload many of the 13 forms online, further reducing the burden felt by customers. To build on this progress, SSA is considering removal of signature requirements on other forms that would ease requirements on about 1 million additional transactions. On Oneida Nation in Wisconsin, white corn harvests are an important cultural practice. Corn is taken to elders, the husks are dried and braided, and seeds are saved for the following season. But this year, on one Oneida farm, climate change-fueled spring rains destroyed nearly the whole white corn harvest, and they won't be able to do their usual ceremonies this fall. They'll be able to salvage some of the green corn, white corn, at an earlier stage of maturity, but it will be a small piece of what they normally produce. Oneida farmers want to adapt and are using regenerative practices, like growing cover crops to prepare the soil for future unpredictability. Wisconsin deer hunters should consider testing their deer for chronic wasting disease. Aaron Larson is deer herd health specialist with Wisconsin DNR. CWD testing remains a priority for the agency, with sampling available statewide. DNR has priority areas that agency staff are especially interested in receiving samples from to help further understand disease levels and distribution. Whether to consume deer that test positive is a personal choice, but Larson notes agencies that specialize in human health, like the CDC or the World Health Organization, don't recommend consuming a deer that tests positive from CWD. Larson says hunters are also asked to report any sick or dead deer they encounter. Find out more on the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov. Be wary of calls that seem to come from the Sheriff's Department demanding Bitcoin payments for active warrants. Wisconsin is right in the middle of the pack when it comes to people losing money in cryptocurrency scams. A new report by the FBI ranks Wisconsin as 25th. Wisconsinites have lost over $35 million to cryptocurrency scams in over 700 complaints of fraud. The scams mostly impact people in their 60s or older, but can happen to anyone. In 2023, in the U.S., victims lost $5.6 billion in scams. A high-tech boat outfitted with sonar and cameras is trying to solve the mystery of a 1968 plane crash that killed three people in Michigan's Lake Superior. Seat cushions and pieces of stray metal have washed ashore over decades in the Upper Peninsula, but the wreckage of the plane and the remains of the three men have never been found. An autonomous vessel is in Lake Superior this week. Boats from Michigan Tech University are also involved. The effort is being organized by a coalition of government agencies, universities, and others interested in Autonomous Technologies. Three men were pulled from Lake Mendota in Madison after their boat sank over the weekend. Madison fire crews had to rescue the men on Sunday after they forgot to put the bilge plug back in the boat before heading onto the water. Two other boats were already helping rescue the men as the fire crews arrived. No one was seriously injured. The boat will remain in the water for now until it can be lifted back to shore. UW-Madison and Dairyland Power have partnered up. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon. It's 1220 and 78 degrees in Richland Center.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 79 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. The University of Wisconsin-Madison College of Engineering is a partner in a new project led by Dairyland Power Cooperative that will create well-paying jobs, significantly reduce emissions, and lower energy costs for rural Wisconsin communities. Dairyland Power Cooperative, based in La Crosse, was selected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to receive grant and loan funding of nearly $579 million through the Empowering Rural America program. The new ERA program helps rural Americans transition to clean, affordable, and reliable energy. The award is part of a $7.3 billion investment in clean and reliable electricity for rural areas across the country that President Joe Biden and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced September 5th during a visit to Westby. Dairyland will use the funding to procure 1,020 megawatts of renewable energy through four solar installations and four wind power installations across rural portions of Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois. Dairyland member cooperatives will benefit from reduced rate pressure due to the new ERA funding, and the cooperative plans to leverage this funding for a total project investment of $2.1 billion. This award will reduce pollution by an estimated 3.3 million metric tons of carbon annually, or 90 million tons over the lifespan of the projects. That reduction is the equivalent of taking 729,000 gasoline-powered cars off the road every year. The Clean Energy Community Initiative also will support Dairyland in developing a farmer benefit plan and union engagement plan. Members of the initiative will facilitate community workshops, which are inclusive events designed to be two-way engagements with communities to identify the values, needs, and priorities of stakeholders. While saving for college can seem overwhelming, one thing can be certain. Saving for this major milestone is less expensive than taking out student loans. College Savings Month is being celebrated this month. It aims to educate families on the benefits of saving for loved ones' higher education and career training with a 529 college savings plan. Whether pursuing a 2 or 4 year college or university, a technical degree, trade program, or a registered apprenticeship, funds saved in a 529 college savings plan can support students' post-high school goals. Edvest 529 is Wisconsin's only direct-sold college savings plan. It is specifically designed to help parents save for future college costs while offering some attractive tax incentives. Wisconsin residents can receive a state tax deduction of up to $5,000 per beneficiary for single filers or married filing jointly for contributions made into an Edvest 529 account. Additionally, earnings grow 100% tax-free if used for qualified expenses like college tuition, books, room and board, computers, and more. In celebration of College Savings Month and to help families jumpstart their college savings, Edvest 529 is announcing a $50 bonus for new accounts opened by September 27th. For more information on Edvest 529, including investment options, fees, and frequently asked questions, visit edvest.com or follow Edvest 529 on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is hosting a public involvement meeting for the Wisconsin 130-133 Bridge Replacement Project today from 4:30 to 6 at the Lone Rock Community Building. This event gives you an opportunity to learn more about the upcoming Wisconsin 130 closure, preparations to open the new bridges to traffic, and demolition of old bridges. The meeting will have an open house format. You are welcome to attend at your convenience. If you have any questions, contact Greg Brecka, Wisconsin DOT Project Manager, by phone at 608-245-2671 or by email at gregory.brecka, that's B-R-E-C-K-A, at dot.wi.gov. The 167th Vernon County Fair will be held Wednesday through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. Wednesday is Exhibit Day. Also on Wednesday, there will be a 9/11 tribute at 7 and a Murrah Rose Remembrance Walk honoring lives lost to addiction at 7:30. Thursday will feature an antique farm tractor pull at 6, followed by a farm-modified truck and tractor pull. The Little Britches Dairy Show will be held Friday at 12:30, and in the grandstand at 7, the Badger State Tractor Truck Pull will be featured. Horse pulling will be Saturday morning at 9:30, followed by a youth tractor pedal pull at 11, and a demolition derby will be held in the grandstand Saturday night at 7. Sunday will wrap up with harness racing at 1 and a pie auction at 3. There will be judging each day along with entertainment on the Bob Frederick Free Stage. There will also be rides provided by Mr. Ed's Magical Midway. Daily admission, excluding grandstand events, is $10 for adults 16 and older and $5 for seniors 65 plus and children 6 to 15. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Friday is also Children Youth Day, where children 12 and under are admitted for free. Season passes, excluding grandstand events, are available at a cost of $20 for individuals 16 and older and $10 for ages 6 to 15. There is also an inclusive season pass available, which includes grandstand events, for $30. You can find a full list of events on VernonCountyFair.com for the Vernon County Fair being held Wednesday through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order stating that the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin are to be flown at half staff this Wednesday out of respect for the nearly 3,000 individuals who lost their lives in the attacks September 11, 2001. Additionally, as State Day of Service and Remembrance to encourage all Wisconsinites to commit acts of service and give back to local neighbors and communities to honor the lives lost 23 years ago. Governor Evers and members of the Evers administration will be participating in service events tomorrow as part of the State Day of Service and Remembrance. A list of potential volunteer opportunities, including virtual options, can be found on the Volunteer Wisconsin website. Wisconsinites can also participate in other ways, including by engaging with their neighborhoods and communities, performing acts of kindness, or taking the time to reflect on the significance of the day. If you're a farmer or other operator, you may be asked to participate in a survey to gather in-depth information about the use of conservation practices on cultivated cropland. The 2024 Conservation Effects Assessment Project survey is a joint effort between USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and National Agricultural Statistics Service. NASS are visiting nearly 12,000 operators across the contiguous U.S. to determine survey eligibility. Surveying will be conducted into spring 2025. This is the first of 3 years of surveys conducted by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Once surveying is complete, NRCS will combine the data with information from the National Resources Inventory, NRCS field staff, and multiple data sources to estimate environmental management outcomes of conservation on cultivated cropland access across the U.S. NRCS will publish the findings as a CEAP cropland assessment report. CEAP cropland assessments quantify the effects of voluntary conservation efforts across the nation's cropland at both regional and national scales. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Tired of your old, worn down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
It's 26 minutes before 1 o'clock and 78 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Terry Fish is survived by three children, Kinley and Kristen Fish of Bloom City, Nicole and Mike Ritz of Monticello, and Derek and Sarah Fish of Monroe. Eight grandchildren, a great-grandson, a brother, Monty Fish of Madison, sister-in-law, Mava Fish of Kenosha, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, October 20th, from 2 until 5, in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family with arrangements. Bob Rosencrans is survived by his wife, Connie, two children, Megan of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Brock and Casey Metcalf of Laval, his sister, Corliss Rosencrans of New Jersey, Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of Rural Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Jeanette Hardy is survived by four children, Lloyd and Amy Hardy of Viroqua, Cindy Childs and Norbert Remenep of Boscobel, Jody and Dan Childs, Mazomani, Amy Farley of Tinley Park, Illinois. 14 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, 12 great-great-grandchildren, a brother, Billy Wilkinson of Mount Hope, sister, Mary Wilkinson of Arizona, brothers-in-law, Gary and Karen Hardy of Richland Center, and Melvin Main of Wazika. Sisters-in-law, Marlene and Larry Wetter of Boscobel, and Marilyn Hardy of Janesville, along with many other relatives and friends. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of Rural Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tempest and Daniel Robledo had a daughter, April Rainbow.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Troy and Marcy Sharp, Jason and Jesse Preston, Cliff and Karen Schneider, Paul and Debbie Ryder, Brian and Carol Cradwell, Mark and Margot Aide, and Jason Coy and Derek Kalish. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, mild weather continues here across the Midwest, and that's going to be the trend really for the next 5 to 7 days. In fact, it's going to get even warmer tomorrow and Thursday with temperatures as much as 15 degrees above normal. Now, there is a weak weather system coming across the Dakotas into Iowa and southern Minnesota, causing some pockets of spotty showers and thunderstorms to our west. A few of these could survive the trip over and bring us just a small amount of rain here and there late this afternoon and tonight, but again, don't expect much. It seems like most of the activity will go just north of us. Otherwise, we're back to full sunshine tomorrow and Thursday. Clouds start to increase again Friday, and then moisture from the tropical system in the southern U.S. will start moving up and could bring us some spotty showers by Saturday evening into Sunday. Things may stay a bit unsettled for the first half of next week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today: a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, 30% chance of a spotty shower, especially late. High temperature close to 81 with a south wind of 7 to 15. Tonight, a few stray showers possible through about midnight, then partly cloudy, low at 57. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and rather warm, high near 85. Wind south to southwest between 8 and 15. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low temperature at 56. Thursday, continued mostly sunny and very warm, low temperatures in the 50s with highs in the upper 80s. Friday, increasing clouds, but still unseasonably warm, low at 59, high about 82. Saturday, mostly cloudy, low 59, high 79. There is a 30% chance of a couple of showers later Saturday night. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low 61, high 77. Monday, variably cloudy, small chance of a shower, with highs holding in the upper 70s. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 75 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 80, our low this morning was 45, our high today 79. The record high for this state was set in 1931 at 93, the record low 30 in 1955. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 58. Sunset tonight will be at 7:21, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:36. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.92. Relative humidity is 41% and no precipitation to report. It's currently a cloudy 75 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson. is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A look at the debate over using agricultural land for solar energy projects today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Mixing solar energy generation with agriculture. There's definitely two sides to that coin. The National Ag Law Center recently hosted a webinar on whether agriculture and solar can coexist. One of the presenters, Peggy Kirk Hall, an ag law professor at The Ohio State University, says there's some tension about the topic.
A lot of concerns about the footprint and farmland protection issues and the loss of agricultural land to solar development, particularly prime agricultural soils. There are also concerns about the effects on our local agricultural infrastructure and services and economy, and what the continued loss of those acreages mean for those agricultural economies.
On the other hand, says Hall,
I think that dairy operation seems a prime possibility for an agrivoltaics project. We lease out some of the land for solar, and then we incorporate a forage production project into that solar array, and that forage then is used for the dairy.
There's a link to the webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Biofuel tax credits might happen yet this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he'd like to see guidance from his agency on the 45Z tax credit issued before the end of December. During this morning's Growth Energy Biofuel Summit, Vilsack said he's pressing the agency to finish its standards for what qualifies in the credit as soon as possible.
I think there's just a genuine effort and interest on behalf of the administration to get this done. Before January 20th. It's on the top of my list.
When asked about possible restrictions to foreign feedstocks used in aviation fuel production, Vilsack said a complete ban is not the answer when considering possible trade implications.
If you want to ban something and say you can't use this, you need to know what the reaction is going to be and whether you're okay with that reaction. Because if the reaction is, we're not going to buy your corn, we're not going to buy your soybeans, we're not going to buy your ethanol, we're not going to buy your pork, we're not going to buy your beef, are you okay with that?
A bipartisan letter from more than 40 members of the U.S. House called on the U.S. Treasury Department to limit that credit to domestic producers to protect U.S. farmers and processors. A member of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee says a farm bill extension will likely be tied to the federal budget process. Representative Nikki Budzinski from Illinois says Congress is reconvening from the August recess this week with a tight calendar.
I think the expectation is that a farm bill extension could likely be wrapped up into a CR, a continuing resolution that keeps our government funded. That's what happened with the last extension. I would expect that probably will happen again this September.
She tells Brownfield avoiding another government shutdown has become the top priority. The current Farm Bill extension expires at the end of the month. The farmland market is not immune to the downturn in the ag economy. Hertz Real Estate Services President Doug Hensley says what's happening to farmland values is similar to other parts of agriculture.
For years, we've seen the benefits of the high end of the cycle, and we've come off the high in a lot of ways with commodity prices and other things. And so the land market is at the beginning part of its transition.
He tells Brownfield that's not to say the market is weak.
I think it has more to do with just the cautiousness that we're seeing, maybe a little more so from buyers. Buyers are still capable, but we're seeing that the depth in the market isn't quite as great as it has been in the past 2 to 3 years.
Ansley says there are still sales upwards of $16,000 an acre, but they're becoming less common. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
A slow start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs have no comparison. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet, typical for a Tuesday. Bids haven't surfaced. Asking prices have been floated in the south at $182 live, but still haven't been established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is mixed at midday on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.06 at $309.58. Select is a penny lower at $298.48. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to 2 weeks ago, feeder steers sold from $5 lower to $6 higher. Feeder heifers were $3 to $8 lower. The USDA says supply was heavy on good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $256 to $279. Feeder steers, 906 to 948 pounds, brought $222.50 to $233. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 641 pounds, brought $240 to $254. And feeder heifer, 655 to 683 pounds, brought $236 to $251. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors appear to continue their more aggressive procurement efforts from Monday and are moving decent numbers to start the day. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to be a bright spot, and that's helping provide some price support. But concerns about domestic demand linger, providing uncertainty. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gelts at the National Daily Direct have a base range of 67 to 78.50 and a weighted average of 77.82. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both have weighted averages of 78.01. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $60. At Illinois, solder sow prices were $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $53 to $65. Sparrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were weak at midday, down 17 cents at $95.55. Picnics, hams, bellies, and butts are all lower. Loins and ribs were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall, an amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage, and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking, technical selling, and spillover from the broader market. The U.S. crop remains in very good shape overall, even with the recent hot, dry weather in some key U.S. growing areas. Export demand solid despite signs of China's economy slowing. November beans are down 21.5 at 996.5. January's 20.75 lower at 1014.75. October soybean meal's down $7.60 at $3.13.10. October soybean oil's 76 points lower at $40.31. Corn's down 5% of the crops harvested, with a chance for delays in some southern growing areas as a tropical storm or Hurricane Francine makes its way inland. The USDA is expected to trim yields in Thursday's production report. December corn's 2.75 lower at 404.5, and March is down 2.5 at 423.5. Wheat's up. Winter wheat planting's close to average, but parts of the southern U.S. plains do need rain. Improved export demand could lead to tighter U.S. ending stocks Thursday. December Chicago's up 6.5 at 575. December Kansas City's 8.75 higher at 584.5. December Minneapolis is up 5 at 611.75. Live cattle are mixed, and feeders are up ahead of widespread direct business. October live's down 12 at 176.80. December's 12 lower at 176.67. With the modestly lower move in corn, October feeders are up 62 at 235.27. And hogs are mixed on spread trade in the weak midday move in pork. October lean is down 35 at 78.45. December's just back to steady at 71.10. And over in the broader market, the Dow's down about 200 points. Crude oil's about $3 a barrel lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Able to plant new varieties for your garden. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's not easy to get new varieties of fruits and vegetables available to plant in your garden. Dana Hilfinger with Johnny's Seeds talks about the commercialization and breeding process.
You know, one of the main trends that we're seeing in general for breeding work, you know, getting that powdery mildew resistance, getting that leaf mold resistance for tomatoes into varieties that are flavorful and delicious is a really important area of work, I think, just across the industry. I think especially as, you know, conditions become kind of more wet and humid, like is predicted across the Great Lakes region in the coming years in terms of how our climate is going to change. You know, we want to be able to breed and provide varieties that are going to be able to withstand the diseases that come with that kind of change. So that doesn't just mean, you know, maybe finding the gene that has powdery mildew resistance, but also breeding varieties in a way so that the plant is just maybe has a better shape or a better architecture so that a disease is less likely to be a problem.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Building great prices from the ground up, Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation.